What was funny is the next day after this whole thing, Woody's still kind of getting at me to interview you. And I never got a chance to apologize to you for this, but I'll give you Woody's my brother. I'll give you his version of the story.
Okay.
He says, yeah, Bob's sitting there with a busted, talking about how he broke his shoulder like a year ago. And he's holding this glass of water up and he's talking about how he can't, you know, through a year ago, he couldn't do this and he had broken his shoulder. And he says, my knucklehead brother walks in, walks up to Bob and slaps him across the shoulder and says, hey, Bob, how are you doing? And he says, you could see that glass of water drop a little bit. And then he goes, and then my idiot brother goes, yeah, Bob, you tough SOB. How you been? You look good. And slapped him across the shoulder again. And he says, poor Bob, you could see that glass of water dropping lower and lower and lower. And he says, my brother's such an idiot. He keeps going, you look good, you SOB, you look real good. And slapped him across the shoulder. And he says, poor Bob had to put the glass of water down. And he was kind of, slumped over. And he goes, Bob's so tough. The guy never says two words, but he goes, he knows he was hurting at that point. And he walked off. And then my brother starts like verbally giving it to me, you know, just undressing me verbally. And he's like, what were you doing? And he tells me the little story, how you broke your shoulder. And then I was like, oh no, I owe him a, and I tried to find you to apologize. I felt so bad.
Well, you know, a person can't always tell, but it's fine now, Wes. So we're all right. Ellen, everything's okay.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. If there's any medical bills I need to pay you for, let me know and I'll be glad to take care of them.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm sure there isn't. I don't even remember much about some of that stuff, you know. I mean, my wife keeps track of it. But she did tell me this last time, she said, hey, you're getting too old to live the kind of life you've been living. She said, I think you better not be doing that anymore or you're going to have to find another address. I said, I kind of like it here, so I've changed a whole lot, Wes.